It's time now for StoryCorps, the interview project canvassing the country, collecting stories of everyday people.
My name is Major A. Mason III. My age is 65.
My name is Henry Belcher. My age is 91.
These two friends came to StoryCorps to talk about Henry Belcher's tap dancing days. He started performing when he was a teenager on the streets of Pittsburgh.
Well, I had a buddy, and he used to dance up and down the docks down there for, you know, nickel dimes and pennies and things. And naturally, he taught me the steps he knew. And you go to the shows or go to the movies, and you see certain one do different kind of steps, and you practice them. That was your teacher.
Did you guys dance on the streets then?
Right. We have jam sessions on the corners. You know, they had different dances, you know. One was called the Sham Boogie, Fall Off the Log. You dance a little, you rap a little, like Step Back, you Apple Jack, Sham, 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 now dig it, Jack. We had a trio. We was called the Six Sensational Sizzling Shoes. We went to New York in 39. But the more money my partners made, the worse they got. They get to drinking and fooling around with the drugs and whatnot.
So you gave it up?
Yeah, I told them, I said, you all go ahead. I'm just going to get me a job and forget it. Yeah, I got married and settled down and forgot about dancing.
Well, I know when I first met you, you were tap dancing again. So how did you get back into tap dancing?
Gregory Hines' bunch came here. And he wanted to know if there's any of the old-time dancers still around. So they come and got me, and she said, well, come on down and do the show with us. So after I went down and did the show, one of the boys from old-timers from Pittsburgh here, I told him, I said, well, we might as well get together and form a team here in Pittsburgh. And we did. This is a wonderful experience. I didn't make a lot of money, I know $1 million, but I had a lot of $1 million worth of experience.
That's 91-year-old Henry Belcher and Major Mason III at StoryCorps. Henry Belcher used to dance to this tune, Sunny Side of the Street by Dizzy Gillespie. This conversation and all other StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress. Mobile recording booths are currently in Garden City, Kansas, and Burlington, Vermont. You can learn how to make a reservation for your interview at NPR.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thank you.